headlines, Lebanese and Israeli soldiers exchange fire as tension grows in the region. A gun battle erupts after the Taliban attack the main NATO base in southern Afghanistan. Two more people are killed in Kashmir as thousands protest against Indian rule there. And Russia's heat wave shows no sign of relenting as firefighters battle hundreds of wildfires.
From the Iranian capital, Tehran, those are your top stories here on Press TV.
Thanks so much for joining us. The top story, of course, this hour. More details are emerging about the aftermath of the exchange of fire between Israeli and Lebanese forces. Press TV's Ali Rizk joins me now live from Beirut for an update. Ali, what do we know about the casualties?
Well, regarding the casualties, according to what you do know, that there are casualties on both sides. Three Lebanese soldiers, we can confirm, have been killed in this exchange of fire. And there are reports that one Lebanese journalist has also been killed. That report, of course, we're still awaiting confirmation regarding that. One high-ranking Israeli officer also killed on the Israeli side. In addition to casualties, a number of casualties or wounded on the Israeli side, still not known. It's not known as well how, to what extent the injuries are of these Israelis who have been wounded. But we have learned that one high-ranking officer has been killed in the exchange of fire which occurred. From what we hear in the south, that the confrontations or that the shelling is still continuing. People there are still saying that they are hearing explosions. The exchange of fire is continuing. There is targeting of the Lebanese army post or Lebanese army bases. So the fighting or confrontations have still not come to a halt as of yet. Regarding the diplomatic efforts now, as we said previously, we did predict that the Lebanon might go ahead with diplomatic efforts to shed light on this, especially as Lebanon now is a non-permanent member of the Security Council, and so it will aim to highlight these violations, which are a violation of UN Security Council Resolution 1701, which ended the July 2006 war. The Lebanese Prime Minister, Saad Hariri, has made his first comment, saying that he has called on the UN to pressure Israel to implement Resolution 1701 and not to violate this resolution. So that is the first reaction from the Lebanese Prime Minister. The Lebanese Parliament Speaker, Nabih Berri, has urged the government to file a complaint against Israel in the Security Council because of this violation of the Resolution 1701. So the diplomatic voices are, of course, rising now. We're starting to hear more diplomatic calls from the Lebanese. Maybe, of course, this could be an opportunity for Lebanon to take advantage of its non-permanent membership at the Security Council to highlight these violations, especially as Lebanon has also regarded the recent arrests of the Israeli spies, the many spies who have been apprehended. Lebanon has also considered these Israeli spying acts also as a violation of Resolution 1701. So we do expect that the diplomatic efforts or diplomatic measures might increase now by the Lebanese side, by the Lebanese government. It's not sure until now if the Lebanese Prime Minister, who is currently now in Sardinia in Italy, if he will stop his vacation to come back to Lebanon. We do anticipate that might happen for some emergency session, maybe for some sessions to be held within the cabinet in order to study what measures the Lebanese government could take, whether it be in the Security Council or how it would respond to the killing of three of its soldiers, which is also something quite significant. We also do await, as we said before, how Hezbollah will respond to the killing of three Lebanese soldiers. What is very clear right now is the fact that Lebanon is behaving within the context of the Cabinet Manifesto, meaning the army, resistance and people of Lebanon to defending and liberating the country against Israel, defending country and liberating all occupied territories. So Lebanon, within this perspective, is acting within the Cabinet Manifesto, is behaving in accordance with the Cabinet Manifesto. The Lebanese President, Michel Suleiman, as we mentioned before, also said that Lebanon should confront Israeli breaches of Resolution 1701 regardless of any cost. So we can see here a clear unified Lebanese stance when it comes to confronting Israel. And as we said before, it dashes away hopes which any might have had, especially, for example, Western sources, Westerners or Israelis, that the Lebanese army might have some differences or disagreements with Hezbollah. It has become clear now that army, the resistance. All of them regard Israel as the first and foremost enemy, and this has been illustrated by the events which have happened today. We did hear the UNIFIL saying that they have called on all sides to exert maximum restraint. Until now, this restraint appears not to have happened. Until now, maximum restraint has not been exercised, because our sources in the south still tell us that the confrontations, or that the exchange of fire, is still continuing, although the Israeli side said that they had stopped on their side. But it appears this is not true, as the exchange of fire has continued. And we're hearing from our sources in South Lebanon that at times the exchange of fire is actually increasing or escalating. So still the situation remains tense, but still isolated. That's an important point we must make, is it's still isolated in one or two villages in South Lebanon. So it hasn't spread until now. So until it hasn't spread, I think it's too preemptive to speak about an escalation, or the fact that this might transform into a more comprehensive confrontation.
Ali, thanks very much. Press TV's Ali Risk updating us there on the latest.